You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon podcast,
as Hubert gets down about 20 feet, he's surrounded by this purple glowing light and is yanked up very quickly and boom, thrown back on the platform.
It's good to be back here on the platform with all my friends.
It's good to have you back.
Thank God, I was so afraid.
They are a specific type of pterodon known as a cliff hunter.
Barnes is going to first action exploit vulnerability.
You know these
natural
creatures.
20.
Natural 20.
And it falls from the sky.
The abacus.
The one remaining creature flies away.
How far does it look like we are from the village?
You think you'll be there by sunset?
Glancing over to Zephyr.
What are you doing?
I wanted to apologize for how I acted earlier. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I mean to you.
And I really look up to you, and I would like to be your friend.
Okay, let's start over.
Okay, let's start
Starting from now.
Starting now.
There's a lot of feelings all at once.
Okay.
The platform is nearing a pyramid civilization being built. Your approach has not gone unnoticed. A rather large crowd of elves has gathered, just watching expectantly as the gondola pulls in to the docking station.
The adventure continues now.
You know what? This show is expensive. So I'm going to start the show by thanking our sponsors who make this barely happen. Foundry VTT, the best virtual tabletop, the only virtual tabletop worth their salt in this industry. Norse Foundry, make the best dice in the game. What, you buying dice from another manufacturer? What is wrong with you?
You'd have to be insane, literally, clinically insane to use any other die.
He said it. And of course, Demiplane. But we wouldn't be doing our job if we weren't constantly trying to court new sponsors. And so this is week one of us trying to get the attention of a new sponsor. We talked about it a little bit last week. High Noon! Hey, High Noon. How many Actual Play podcasts do you sponsor? Shout out to CJ on the ones and twos back there who ran out and picked us up two cases of these. These are the, I was talking about these last week, real tequila plus real juice. Oh. Let's pass them out. Strawberry, lime, grapefruit, or passion fruit? What do you guys
want? Wow.
I'll do strawberry.
Strawberry.
Jinx.
Here's a lime for Joe.
Give me a lime. That's hilarious.
The lime is good.
Matthew was talking last week about the tequila High Noons. I've
like
never
a Paloma?
Had one.
I've never had.
Oh, yeah. Oh, love a good Paloma.
A good idea.
And then who said passion fruit?
Yeah, no,
all right, I'll have the passion fruit, being a passionate man.
Kate still hasn't
And the
made
ladies
a decision.
Want strawberry?
And Matthew
and
as well.
Oh, so the ladies
I
want strawberry?
I want a grapefruit.
We're having a good time. You want a grapefruit?
Nice.
Smooth.
Wow, that worked out.
Enjoy that.
That worked out too.
I'm short. I can't
Well, friends
reach
here.
It.
I'll just stand up. There's a strawberry for Matthew and a strawberry for Sydney.
Kate,
what do you want?
Grapefruit, please.
Well, grapefruit action, huh?
Wow. It's going to explode in my face, isn't it?
We haven't even drank them yet, and Joe has yanked his headphones out. There's trash
are my
all ear,
are
over
Are my
the
ears
table.
Bleeding?
Yeah.
Are my ears bleeding?
Hey, let's try these out. Blanco tequila with real fruit juice, sparkling water, and natural flavors.
Nooners!
Are you playing RPGs with your friends? Hope you're doing it with a nooner in hand.
Cheers.
It's got to be high noon somewhere.
Oh!
Oh, that's quite
they
good.
They really put passion in that fruit.
That is quite good.
Holy shit, that's good.
Oh, my
good.
God, it's so good.
I'd drink 20 of these.
I would love if they sponsored us.
Makes me think of the summer. Yeah.
I've been trying to get a liquor sponsor for no less than
we'll
5 years.
We'd be way worse at math if they sponsored us. But
I think it's good that we're not sponsored by any liquor company.
We're going to clip this. We'll unclip that part. We'll clip this. Send it to the Nooner people.
I just returned from the doctor and
shouldn't have more liquor.
You shouldn't be drinking this.
Cut to Dr. Jonathan P. Nooner sitting in his office watching this clip of us.
What is he a doctor of?
He's a doctor of passion. Anyways, that was delicious.
I like the idea of a medical doc, like a professional medical doctor that's just like, I highly recommend High Noon.
Yeah.
Create
fills your daily consumption. Q zone with pure goodness.
Q zone.
This is nice. I love when we stay in the studio long enough or start late enough where 2 o'clock isn't too early to start.
I was like, where are we going?
With two on a weekday isn't too early.
Literally called High Noon.
Yeah, this is a mountain time High Noon.
Yeah.
Mountain time High Noon.
I don't even want to play. I just want to drink these. Let me ask you guys, before the show, I mentioned that it kind of smelled funny in the studio. And I said, it kind of smells like a wet beaver. And Joe was like, whoa. And I was like, what? Like the animal. And you went to a real dark place.
No, I didn't. I believe if I quoted accurately, I said, you should say that on air.
And then you did.
And then we'll talk
and
about
then it.
It
happened.
I was assuming the animal, but then we kind of got.
It's very, very strange.
You said something specific that like.
You knew what you were doing.
I did.
You're a horrible person.
You were smiling.
You knew what you were doing.
It's a funny phrase. But have you ever smelled a wet beaver?
No.
Dude, they don't. All the animals. God damn it.
A wet mongoose?
What is it? What's the thing a beaver has? It's like the gland.
It has the oil, the oiled skin.
That's what it smells
no,
like.
No, that is not what you're talking about.
Yes, it does. That's what it smells like.
I just wonder how much of like Hubert like falls into Troy and how much of Troy like falls into Hubert because Hubert wouldn't know what that means or what a beaver is or
anything. Something wrong with that.
Yeah, but Troy does.
Is Hubert Troy distilled or like Troy in a higher key?
Amplified.
It smells like a wet animal in here. And I immediately went to beaver.
Which is weird. Like of all the animals to pick, it smells like a wet dog that smells. It's stinky.
I haven't heard anyone use that term.
Beavers, they live in a long time. They're wet all the time. So right. It smells like a wet dolphin in here. It's like, that doesn't smell
like a wet fish.
It'd be weird if it were dry.
Right.
I will say, when I went, I told this off air, but I went camping in what happened.
I'm just thinking about a restaurant advertising wet fish.
Wettest fish in town.
And for your $19.99, your fish will be soaked.
Our chicken is so dry. And not water has never touched this chicken.
My fish gets so wet.
But as soon as you said wet beaver, I had like a flash memory in my head because I went camping in the UP and we were driving through Wisconsin and we stopped in like these teeny tiny towns, like population, 50 people, random off the highway, like super far.
That's
out.
Terrifying.
It was a little weird.
We don't get many people from around here.
Oh, and it's like they could smell it on us. Like we'd walk into a store and they would be like, city folk. Yeah. We were like, oh God. But we stopped at this town that was really quaint, really cute. It had a diner called the Mountain Dew Diner. And it literally was like the Mountain Dew logo.
That's all they served.
Wow.
And the word diner. And
you
I was
just
like.
Exposed that diner to a copyright infringement.
I'm sorry to the small town.
Could you imagine if you just brought them down just now?
Ignore that. This is all a joke.
Somebody on the Mountain Dew legal team happens to be a big Glass Cannon fan. And they're like, wait, what?
They're like, that's really funny. Fire off a cease and desist.
That's really funny. Contacting my lawyers. But there was a bar there called the Thirsty Beaver. And they had this logo that was like a beaver. Like a cartoon beaver with a beer.
Fun.
And me and my friends were like, we gotta go to the Thirsty Beaver. And it turns out they had merch for this bar. They knew what they were doing.
Maybe not.
And the shirt said on the back.
Maybe it was an honest mistake.
Huge lettering.
maybe it was too pure for this world.
Drink beer, eat beaver. And we bought about 5 of those shirts.
I bet you did.
They sold underwear too. Wink. And it's one of my prized possessions. I think it's so funny.
That's two on the nose. Like, they
literally
underwear. You can't take that the wrong way.
No.
Like, eat beaver. Like, do they serve beaver at this restaurant?
It's true. There's no double entendre. It's just,
right. it's just a single
entendre. They're just telling you what.
Right.
But it's not,
I don't disagree with the message. I'm just saying.
It's like half an entendre.
I don't object to their politics.
Right. Let me be clear. I'm on board with the message. It's just the lack of subtlety.
If you're ever in that town, you should head to the Mountain Dew Diner and then eat some beaver.
Yeah.
Except you can't have the beaver because they don't serve it.
That's right.
It's a single entendre.
You'll have to find your own in town.
And there will be no Mountain Dew Diner by the end of this week.
Oh, no.
You brought him down. Nice work.
Mountain Dew.
Nooner.
I wish I was on hole eight right now. Like, I just want to be golfing, having some nooners. Yeah, you went right to Dirt Town again.
No, I thought you were talking about some weird diet you were doing. What was that one you were doing?
I thought the same. It was like the whole 30, but.
The whole 30, really
there are there. Only eight foods
I was
that
like,
I can
for Christ's
eat.
Sake, now what's the whole eight? Like, what is this nonsense you're
eating?
You
only eat octopus.
For 8 days, you only eat beaver.
You only eat beaver.
You'd be shocked at how many calories you eat.
The whole eight.
8 days of eating beaver. Something new. Man, this show is different than any other show.
Does anyone actually eat beaver? Like, is it endangered or gross or gamey or...
I would not feel right eating a beaver.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah. Don't Google eat beaver.
Yeah, be careful how you Google. I'm curious. I've never heard of a beaver.
Yeah, Native Americans
still not 100% sure of what I'm
been eating beaver since the 1400s.
Oh, it's usually slow cooked in a broth.
Mm.
Well, look at this picture. It's a beaver being...
Whoa!
That's a filleted beaver.
Also, you can eat.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here it is. Care must be taken to prevent contamination from the animal's strong castor gland.
Right. That you especially you smell when they're wet.
Is that where we get?
Do you smell when they're wet?
Castor oil from?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, they got venom. Oh, look at this. All sorts
so
of
scared.
Recipes.
No, I looked this up once.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I feel like you'd be eating a lot more beaver.
Recipes for beaver. Oh. Wow.
I guess you can also eat. Beaver tail.
Oh God, they look
which
horrible.
Seems kind of crazy. It seems like it would be really tough, but you roast it for 20 minutes.
Huh.
Mm. That's it.
Well, it's meat's meat.
Meat's meat.
Beef's imagine. Beef.
Or early French Canadian Catholics considered beaver to be a four-legged fish that could be eaten at Lent.
Anything to cheat.
Sorry, who are they?
Anything to cheat God.
Anything to cheat
a four-legged
God.
Fish.
This is a fish, right? So sure.
I was Wikipedia, so let's check
it's
the source
so
on
wet.
This.
Did I tell you about the Calm Cookbook?
Yes. What?
I told you about the Calm Cookbook.
Calm?
Calm.
You don't need to know.
Oh, yeah, no.
You cookbook.
Yes.
Semen recipes.
Yep.
We gave it as a cast gift to our director. We used to just give funny gifts.
Did they like
but
it?
But it's a real cookbook.
Is real cookbook. You made like semen flan.
Ew.
And semen shepherd's pie. Semen with a beaver reduction.
You got Francis.
Semen au poivre with a beaver reduction.
God.
Anyways, Google it.
Jesus.
This is going to be off the rails tonight. And
it already,
we've already
is.
Started. I'm just going to take a quick break while we get back on the rails. And we'll see you in just a moment.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year is flying by. I mean, we're already more than halfway through at this point, and there's still so much that I want to accomplish this year, and I'm sure you do as well. When life moves this fast, it's important to take a moment to celebrate your wins, though, and all the things you have accomplished so far in the year, and then make adjustments for the rest of the year. And therapy can help you take stock of your progress and set achievable goals for the next 6 months. Now, I will state my position just to get it on the record, though I have said it before. I am for healthy brains. I think we are all for healthy brains, or should be for healthy brains. And therapy is, of course, one thing you can do in service of that goal. It can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries, or empower you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Everyone can benefit. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment. Visit betterhelp.com/GCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, Betterhelp.com/GCN.
Welcome back, you crazy beeves. Once I saw Joe go straight into reclined drinking mode, there was no way. I was like,
my God.
You crazy beeves.
You did it so fast. Welcome back, you crazy beeves.
We are back. We've already talked about our sponsors and our new spots. Dr. Noon.
Dr. Noon.
You're watching.
Hello, I'm Dr. Noon.
Dr. Fucking it up right now.
This is going to be a fun, interesting app. I'm going to do something I think that we've never done on the Glass Cannon podcast before until you tell me that now we've done this.
Okay.
We'll see.
That makes me more excited.
Yeah, I know. You were kind of like,
I was like a little down.
You weren't excited?
No. Sometimes. I do like the vibe, the image that we had last week of a whole group of elves just sort of standing there waiting for us to arrive. Like, it's a cool image. I just don't want to play it. I just want to watch it like a movie. Because I'm like, what am I going to say to these people? I get exhausted by like role playing with, you know, like a
group of elves.
Have us do the heavy
work. Makes
exactly. And you will. And it'll be great. It'll be great.
You're the party face.
No, I don't think
I am. No.
Yeah.
I'm Zephyr's the half elf.
Maybe half elf.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I'm happy to, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to enjoy watching it. I just get nervous. It's really more just
Buggles speaks Elvish as well.
Oh, nice.
So does Barnes.
There you go.
All right. Brother Ramius will jump seat. Off right before we...
Yeah, you're asleep anyway.
You just woke up from a nap.
Yeah,
that's right. He was napping, and maybe right before it pulls in, he jumps off and hides in the foliage so that he can assassinate someone later.
I think he jumps off leader. And gets bounced back.
Oh, that's right. Son of a bitch, I forgot.
And loses 10 hit points in the process.
Well...
Face slams into the...
Last week had all the sort of earmark... I'm trying to see if Hubert speaks Elvish. Maybe he could be the party.
Would speak Elvish?
No.
Just looking to see what
we duct tape his mouth.
Where would he even learn it? He's been talking to a rock for years.
There's simply no way.
Let me handle this.
There's simply no way.
I will speak to them.
Well put.
Hello. A guy that doesn't know the right words for things. Last week, you survived a deadly encounter with these Cliffhunter pterodons. I always want to say the P. Pterodons.
The pterodactyls.
We ended the previous week's episode with one of them swooping in, biting, grabbing Hubert, and flinging him over the edge. Of course, there's some safety mechanism built into this powerful sort of outlandish magic that is sending this gondola down across these purple light ropes that are not ropes, and some safety mechanism built into it so that if you're thrown off, you're kind of whipped back up. But Hubert still took 10 points of damage. He was sickened too. And luckily, throughout the entire fight, anytime I tried to land that hit on one of you guys, I missed. The one time I hit, I failed on the athletics check to toss Buggles, who would have most certainly, after taking a crit, I think he would have been knocked unconscious. That's over 30 points of damage. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that could have got a lot hairy, but you guys are getting stronger. So,
or luckier.
Or luckier, yes. Lucky sevens. We then see you guys kind of resting and talking. Zephyr and Asta kind of had a little moment there. And then as the sun is setting, you see that you're getting closer now and about to have the gondola land at these pyramids. But they aren't like this completed civilization, kind of like what they looked like when you were first looking at it, when you first walked through that old gate. You see that it's a civilization under construction. There are some completed pyramids. There are some completed buildings, one of which has a huge telescope coming out of it. All of the completed buildings have at least small telescopes coming out of it. And you see a huge party of elves sort of gathering at the dock. That's where we pick up today. I mean, I don't even know. Tell me what's going through your head. If there's anything you want to do before this gondola kind of docks, because you would think if it's anything like the top of the gondola, like it stops for a few minutes and then just returns. Is there anything you want to do as it's approaching? They're just looking at you.
Should I do a knowledge check to think about jungle settings with large elven populations?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll just do an esoteric lore and take the...
What's your John?
With the penalty, +6.
Nothing really comes to mind. Large elven settlements are sort of a thing of the past. They left and came back. And, you know, I'm not as up to date on my Galarian lore as other people at the table. But correct me if I'm wrong, there aren't like a lot of like large elven settlements now.
But there's Kionan.
Kionan.
It's like the elvish nation. Yeah, so that there are.
There are some, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
But that is not a jungle area.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so. A little strange.
I wonder, Asta thinks about maybe turning into a fox.
That will definitely not unsettle me.
Maybe it would.
They're like watching.
Yeah, maybe they've already seen us. Okay, she doesn't turn into a fox.
Yeah, they have already seen us.
Yeah,
right?
They have.
We've attracted a crowd.
Seen you. They're watching, and more just keep gathering.
I'd like to do a perception immediately to get a sense of like what they're wearing. Are they armed?
Yeah,
are there a lot of weapons?
And a sense of their attitude.
Around the horn.
Perception.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all holding guns.
Yeah, that's the thing. That no joke. Are there a dozen elves with arrows drawn, pointed at our thing, or are they just like, oh, hi?
Natty 17 for Barnes.
Nice, 23. Okay. Anything higher than 23?
Nope. Joe did well.
What'd you get there?
What about a critical fumble? What would that net?
You're leaning over the edge to try and get a better look, and you fall. It whips you back up. 10 points of damage, you're sickened too.
You got the jersey on for this.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes.
You did exactly as it
wanted. Old natural one. There he is.
If this was Call of Cthulhu, I would absolutely have you trip and fall while trying to look and take 10 points a day.
Very reasonable.
And then you'd be dead.
Then you'd be dead.
What about you?
I got a 12.
12.
8.
Right, so
18. But besides perception, I want to try a society roll.
Okay, try it.
Oops.
I'm only going to let you.
Nope. 9.
All right, so Barnes... Maybe you've got the best eyesight of the group or the most discerning eye. They look wary, but more curious than threatening in the way that they're regarding you.
I will kind of extend a slow, cautious hello wave.
And some of them, like, return the gesture, but they're kind of unsure what they're doing when they return the gesture. You see, their clothing appears practical, but it's of no immediately recognizable fashion. Loose robes, leather, maybe adventuring attire, essentially. Far more distinctive and arresting is their prolific jewelry. It's a mixture of silver and gold, bangles, rings, necklaces, earrings, circlets, and more, all bearing symbols that you can't quite make out, but you can see there's very prominent symbols among the jewelry that they're wearing. If you get closer and want to make a second check, let me know. The gondola comes in and they kind of give a berth for you all, because they had come like up, and then as you're coming in they slowly back off, maybe out of fear, maybe out of being polite, maybe ready to strike and kill you.
We have to get off pretty fast, though.
Yeah.
It stops. Yeah, remember when you...
You have to be unloaded. All right, yeah, so Barnes will look at the others and...
Well, Zephyr puts her bow away and tucks her hair behind her ears.
To expose her.
Perhaps, yeah.
And we'll slowly, like, hands where they can see them, step off the platform. And Barnes will say, greetings in Elven. May we approach a city?
You, Doc, you say that, and they all begin talking at once. Those of you who speak Elven, which is he, Buggles, Zephyr, and
Barnes,
you can hear what they're saying. It sounds like a different dialect. Their accent is a little weird, but you can understand they're saying, like, welcome, travelers. We mean you no harm. You are safe here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. They were all kind of speaking at once, but you're hearing those little phrases come in and out. And then, of course, to Asta, Hubert, and Ramius, it's just like noise.
Forgive us. We've come a long way. And we know not exactly where we are. It's been a bit of an interesting journey. We'd love to tell you about it. But could you maybe clue us into where we are right now?
and some of them hear you, and then others are, just keep talking, and then they notice that Ramius and Asta aren't understanding. So a couple of them come directly up to you, not threatening, but they just start like rattling through languages, and you'll hear like Draconic or something that you might speak. What are some languages that you
speak? Kitsune and Common.
And what about Ramius?
Draconic.
So you hear Draconic, and they get that, and then somebody cycles to something that's like adjacent to Common. The words are very, very strange. And again, it's, who are you? Who are you? What are you? And then suddenly in the midst of this, as someone is like going to answer your question, and, but also like looking like, are they supposed to speak or is someone else supposed to answer it? A beautiful bronze-skinned female elf rushes forward through the crowd and speaks to all of you in Common and says, wait, I know them. I know you. I know where you are from. You... Come.
Oh, okay.
Come.
Okay.
And she grabs your hand and she pulls you over to a nearby telescope. She says, look.
Okay. And she looks in the telescope.
Look. And she says, look. Look at the bright star low in the darkening sky. Oh, look. See?
Yeah.
Yes. And you look through and you see a small bluish dot through the lens. Mm-hmm. Galarian. The blue planet. That is your world.
What is this world?
This is Castrovel.
Yes! Nailed it! That's what we all do. Yes!
You've heard of us.
What? What?
We did not
Brother Ramius is astounded.
Yeah. No! I think Zephyr's like speechless. Like she's just like...
Did you say castor oil? Like a beaver's glands?
You know of beavers?
Yes. Yeah, I am well versed in beaver lore.
Do you have giant beavers on this planet?
Yes, the largest. Plus 100
on our planet,
beaver lore.
On our planet, beavers are often wet.
Oh, yes, Oz.
We call them four-legged fish.
Oz are constantly moist. The moistest beavers in the galaxy.
We're not so different, you and I.
Our worlds are quite the same.
You... How did you come here?
Asta points to the key on Zephyr's neck.
It was an accident. We were led here through an Ayudara gate. I think this... She holds up the key. Helped?
Ayudara, I do not understand
the,
you.
The gates?
Yes, we have gates, Ayudara. They are plentiful here on Castrovel, but there are more on another landmass, Sovirian. Not as many here in Los Gialua.
Yeah, we crossed through one in another dimension, I think.
I didn't, but they all started. I did.
Looking and talking.
Do you use your gates? Do they operate regularly?
Yes, we do not use them as much anymore, for there is no need out here, but our brothers and sisters in Ukalam or Sovirian, they do use them to travel about.
Are you speaking of continents?
Yes, continents.
Yes. So you occasionally use them to travel between continents?
Yes, oh yes.
But never to the blue planet?
Oh no, those gates, if they ever took one there, they no longer function in that way.
This is so Edgar Rice Burroughs. This whole thing is like very John Carter of Mars.
It was on our world. There are many Ayudara around. Inactive for as long as memory will tell. But it seems that all of us, one night, encountered gates that were active. Lit up, we all stepped through. And know not what happened, but were missing for 3 months.
Oh? That is quite strange. The gates on your world were most likely made by my people long ago. But... what you are saying is not something that occurred here, to my knowledge.
I guess the other question I might ask is there a way to maybe get us back to our world?
Possibly. Yes. Very possibly. What is your name?
Barnes. The Amicus Barnes.
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 Barnes. Barnes. How do you spell that?
B-A...
We don't have that letter.
A? B like beaver.
I spell it...
B like beaver. Oh, same sound as beaver.
B is in beaver.
We call that a ka-chow.
Ka-chow. A... R.
A we have. R, don't have that one.
It's the last sound of beaver.
Ah! A ka-plop.
Ka-plop.
Anyhow.
It's an extremely efficient language.
Ka-chow, ka-plop, it makes perfect sense.
Ka-chow, A, ka-plop. I like that the names of the letters do not have the sound of the letter in them.
It's
awesome.
It's
very efficient.
It, things are weird here.
Things are weird
here. Barnes. And you?
Asta.
Asta. There's an A in there.
Mm-hmm.
The rest you wouldn't understand. And you are our sister, but different.
Zephyr, how did you know we were from that world? By looking at us?
Your language of your friends.
Oh.
I could tell this language you speak is the language of your homeworld. We will get to that momentarily. What is your name?
Zephyr. Z.
That is a beautiful name.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, a name perhaps given to you by the dreamer herself. And you, young sir.
Buckles.
Buckles like you'd see on a hat.
No.
Or a shoe.
He's you can't hear him. Like he's too quiet for you. Like you're assuming because you know.
Is your friend nervous?
Yes, he's just a bit afraid. He's shy.
It is okay. You are safe here, though I imagine the journey here was fraught with peril. If you are not from here, the creatures, we are in some sense of harmony with them, but if they do not know you, it must have been very dangerous. I am frankly surprised that you were able to make it to the light lines.
We didn't all make it.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Yes, we lost one of our number in the jungle. To one of these creatures that you say you have harmony with.
But what kind of beast?
Big snail?
And they all say that. It's a creature known as an Amelikana. They are dangerous, even to us. Most people would know it's not an encounter that you fight to the end. You should run by the first or second round. You'd be a fool.
But we know that now.
Yes.
Run to where?
Just anywhere. Off
anywhere
the map.
You go, you fall into
there
the
was
water
a waterfall.
And get swept over a waterfall.
Ah, the waterfall. Yes, that wasn't in the book.
What? Waterfall?
Son
waterfall.
Of a bitch. Son of a bitch. And you, what is your name, sir?
My name is Brother Ramius.
Ramius.
You know the word.
That starts with a plump.
It starts with a kaplump.
I think it was a ka-chow, actually.
Ka-chow.
The R.
Oh, a kaplump.
The brother.
The kaplump.
The brothers.
Sibling.
Brother starts.
Family.
The brother. Ah, yes.
Yes.
Yes. So you are related.
In a way. We all are.
A traveling band, perhaps. A family band. Like the Partridge Family.
No.
There's only one of us here who's a singer.
Do not take it too literally.
And Barnes gestures to Hubert.
Hubert.
Oh, I did not even see you there. You look as if this...
What's wrong with you?
...is the world...
I'll just close. We don't need this for a while, so you guys can just close.
It's going to be Troy playing with himself for a while.
What is your name? Oh, hey, my name's Hubert Edge, and we are a family, yes. A very close family of brothers and brothers. And I'm just happy to be here. It's so nice to be amongst... people. Look at all of us. All friendly faces. And he's just like happy as a pig and shit that there are other people around.
I will explain briefly, though it may take a little more time than I wish. Hubert is a companion that we met in a place in between.
A companion.
It could perhaps explain why you have not seen travel between Galarian and Castrovel, but we have. There was a place in between, a realm of shadows, a place that we perhaps needed to use as a stopover to make the connection. We were briefly in that place and found this key. From there, it opened a gate that led us to Castroville.
Fascinating.
Called Nighthold? If you're familiar, in the Thin Lands.
I am not Nighthold. Nighthold? No, perhaps some of our sages will know of it. I am a Lely. I am a priestess of Desna.
Ah.
I know of Desna?
Yes.
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 And Brother Ramius, like, brightens, and his face brightens.
A woman of faith.
Yes, yes.
A woman of the cloth.
We are all followers of the Tender of Dreams. Our world is different than yours, as I'm sure you've realized. But we are very similar in many ways, I imagine. Our cultures are probably very similar, though we are different from our counterparts in other areas here on Castroville. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Oh, your mastery of the language is astounding.
Thank you. I have spent most of my life trying to learn many languages, but the language of your world was one that fascinated me the most, so I have spent many hours trying to be fluent with it. It is not often that I get the opportunity to practice it.
Well, you sound fantastic. I would not know the difference.
You're very kind.
You are from the Blue Planet yourself.
You're very kind, Brother Ramius. If you'll see, there is a small temple to Desna atop the Alhunar Spire there. She points to, like, this mountain range in the distance. We hope one day to extend the light line all the way to the top and turn that temple into a large shrine and observatory for the Oatians. Most of our other people live elsewhere, but we Oatians live here on Luskialua. We are mostly astronomers and sages. Mm. Yes.
Fascinating.
How are you spelling Luskialua?
Luskialua? Kredrank. O. Skatow.
Okay.
20 minutes later. A.
A.
I. A.
Yes, you saw she had no problem with Asta.
Yes. More vowels is... will make things go quicker.
Yes.
Should you need to make a new cabin?
I'm sorry, I do not mean to infringe on your hospitality, but I am feeling rather exhausted, weary on my feet. Is there a place we could sit and speak?
Yes.
At great length.
Oh, yes, but of course. Please, and she starts speaking, and you guys kind of understand. She's like, bring them seats, bring them chairs, and they... bring all this stuff over.
How many people relax around us?
Looks like maybe 30, 40 people. So we see more milling about in the distance.
So we can't take them.
No.
Sorry, Asta.
It's okay, and I put my katana back in.
Asta, maybe now's not the time to murder everyone. Just
sharpening it on a whetstone.
They sit you down. They bring food.
Wet.
Wet.
Wet stone. Stone so wet.
Stone so wet.
Wet beaver stone.
Oh. Oh.
Hey, there it is. Right on the nose.
Relax.
That's about as subtle as that place.
Yeah.
You sit down. They bring you food. They bring you drink.
What was her name again? Aleli?
Aleli.
And what is this that... It smells delicious.
That is fried... beaver nuggets.
No, it's not.
Fried beaver nuggets.
So, we found a body near a lake with red hair. We cooked it.
After you're halfway
through the meal. I saw the red burnt hair. I thought it was just a local delicacy. Oh, my God!
You're eating. I didn't want to be rude.
Anyone read ElfQuest? Anyone read ElfQuest, the comic series? Mm-hmm. The Peony? There were cannibals in that. It was great series.
It'd be a fun twist.
Yeah.
Can we meta for a second? What do we know about this from Starfinder? Like, weren't we on one of these continents? I feel like one of these names is familiar.
I definitely know Saveri.
Ukalam? Did you say Ukalam?
Ukalam, yeah.
Is that a continent or a nation or a city?
It's another continent. So there's Saverian, there's Ukalam, there's...
Did she just say Ukalam?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, I recognized one of the names.
What would be the lore to know from being from Galarian, what would be the lore category that we would need to know anything about Castorvel?
Yeah, I mean, when you guys were, correctly assuming this was Castorvel, you started to roll on it, and...
Nary about it. Bottle cap, by the way. For all of us guessing correctly.
As soon as I saw the map.
It's hard to know who said it first. So.
She said the map.
Why not from multiple bottle caps?
Copied over.
What was the question?
I'm fine with five bottle caps.
I'm you not guys still have those ones that. From before?
What would be the lore category we would need to know anything about Castorvel or any of the other the planets in the solar system?
Second world lore? No.
I'm really curious.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
You could need a specific lore. You might need lore Castorvel.
I mean, yeah, lore Castorvel would certainly help. I think that there's a way that like a crazy high society role or even history.
Not Arcana, though.
There is no history.
No, yeah, I guess society kind of gets lumped in.
Yeah.
But you think there would be some like lore category that would encompass like all the other like civilizations in the solar system?
If you had lore elves.
What about
Elven lore?
Elven lore. That's the thing. What about Arcana, though? Because it's arcane magic and creatures. And I would say elves are pretty arcane creatures. Could we roll feasibly Arcana?
Are they?
I'm not arcane.
They're divine.
Magical?
I'm not arcane.
Really, I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm trying to pick something that I have points in. So, Joe, shut up.
Did you study to be a psychic, or did you just have these powers?
It just happened to me.
Yeah.
Would I know anything from stories growing up?
Yeah, I mean, nothing that's really gonna help you. I mean,
games lore. Yeah.
You know that
you know about.
We look over. Is there a roulette table in the corner?
Yeah. You know that next year Los Gilu is hosting the Summer Olympics.
Also looks over and goes, "Summer games. That's roulette."
That's what they're building. They're building all the stadiums.
Yeah, that's
this is going to be the home city, right? Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that you would know that would even be helpful here. You're on a different planet.
We just need to ask them.
Yeah.
This is really just academic.
Yeah, because it's also like, what's astronomy?
Right.
Like, what is astronomy? Well,
I mean, I guess it would fall under nature, but that seems so specific that it wouldn't...
Yeah,
I feel like... I know about frogs and, you know, Sirius.
Yeah, it seems like you would need a lore, right? Like,
yeah.
Planetary lore.
Just what would you call it? That's all I'm asking. Like, yeah,
I think
it's
one of those lores that you make up, like planetary lore.
Yeah. I mean, for instance, like, there are a lot of cool lores. Like, Suki has a ton of crazy lores, like midwifery lore, herbalism lore. Astrology lore.
Oh,
like
you have astrology
dream,
lore.
Dream
Maybe
lore.
Astronomy lore is one.
I have so many lores.
Suki has it because she's an elf.
She's a lore whore.
High level. She's a lore whore. And so much more. Wink! You gotta see the live show. You gotta come to the live show. But there are a lot of lores, which make 2E really interesting and fun, but it's just that second level, too. Like, we just don't have that many. Yeah.
So astronomy lore is an actual lore from the book.
Yeah.
Okay. Astronomy.
I figured they would have
it. There you go,
Skid. Okay.
Well, you said astrology.
That's what Suki has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you finish eating Talitha, she says, I must say, I believe.
Her flossing with some of her hair.
That was delicious.
It's stringy.
I don't know how you got the burnt hair to smell fantastic.
Yes.
Lavender.
Forget it. I must say, I believe Desna may have brought us together for more reasons than we can discern at this moment, for you are not the first people from Galarian that I have spoken to. In fact, you're not the only people from Galarian I have spoken to in the last week. What? This is a portent omen. You hear them all saying, like, in Elvish, omen.
Are there others here?
No, not here. Oh, this is... would be difficult to explain, but just last week, while I was working in our main observatory, and she points to the thing, it's got the big fucking telescope coming out of it, she's like, I received a message from a young oracle named Sakuachi, who claimed to be sending a message from a city on Galarian called Skywatch.
Skywatch.
Do you know of this place?
Do we? Skywatch.
Give me some
Johns.
Society Johns.
Society Johns.
I'll do Society again.
I'll do Esoteric Lore.
I've got 21.
Okay. Let's see if I roll really well.
Good.
20.
Also good.
16.
That's also good.
14 for Brother Amius.
Not great.
18 untrained.
Okay. So these two, right? Or was it Asta?
No.
Okay, so Barnsey, Bonds, and Zephyr. You have heard of Skywatch. It's a city in Brivoy. In fact, built around a massive observatory atop a mountain range known as the Ice Rime Peaks. It is far north of the River Kingdoms and southeast of Mendev.
Brevoy is sort of Russia.
Ah, okay.
Sort of a Russia.
Yes.
The Ice Rime Mountains, the setting at all of the winter? No.
Throne of, or a...
Rain of Winter.
Rain of Winter.
The Ice Rime Peaks. Well, that would make sense if that's Russia, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of Russian stuff in there.
I think, like, the one that has the witches. That's is Rain of Winter Irison, Baba
Irison
Yaga?
Irison,
I think, yeah. is the setting.
That's Baba Yaga?
I think it is.
Yes.
Oh,
Rain of Winter.
Fun.
Baba Yaga campaign, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing them mentioned in that book, but anyways.
I feel like I've heard of the Ice Rime Mountains. That's cool.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
It's a good name.
Are you
Rime?
So you have heard of this city, Skywatch?
Yeah, I've never been there.
Nor have I.
We spoke a marvelous mind. Apparently, this young stargazer stumbled onto a magical telescope in Skywatch's observatory, through which they somehow managed to transmit a message to our own observatory here in Los Kialua. Though the connection was quickly and sadly lost, I mean to study this transmission in the hopes of reverse engineering it. And whatever magic was involved, it could very well be the way to getting you home again. We now have a direct connection to your world. In many ways, my life's work has brought me to this moment. I've just coming down from the elation that I felt from making that connection, and now I find you. Desna has shined upon us this day. I believe I can find you a way home.
This world, this planet, there are many of you. Many villages, cities even, on many continents. All elves?
Mostly. There are other creatures. They're called Lashuntas, a race that is plentiful here as well as these insectoid-type creatures known as Formians. They can be aggressive. They work together. Their minds are connected in strange ways.
But you are all...
Ants.
You are all...
Ant people. They're ant people.
Ant people!
What is this, a city for ants?
What is this, a city for ants?
They're easy to destroy. We just stomp on their villages.
We use our telescope to focus the rays of the sun.
Sometimes we put a firecracker in their holes.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
He didn't specify what holes.
Academic is secretly bloodthirsty.
Yes. Esna does not care for Formians.
You put your big magnifying glass over their little houses.
You know it. Yes.
That aside, well, may we speak to your counterpart, Brevoy?
I have not figured out how to reignite this connection. It was the Oracle that initially made the connection, but it is something I have been studying, and I'm sure in talking to you, we can figure this out. The key.
Oh, yeah. This is, I think it helped get us here, but I don't know how. It seemed to lift up off my chest and guide us.
She smiles. She's like, these markings. Yes. Yes, let me see it. And she goes and she grabs it, and the minute her hands touch it, her eyes go wide, and she just collapses to the ground. She collapses to the ground, and a bunch of people, like, rush over to her, and...
Brother Amius rushes over to her, too.
And they immediately stand back, and you do as well, as you notice she is starting to wither.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Her Shade skin wither. Is, like, visibly withering.
Oh, no.
Very quickly.
Oh, it's the...
Can I attempt to heal
her? It's the curse.
Magically?
Curse.
Give me a medicine check.
Did we know this?
If you try to touch her, you're held back.
I am a trained healer.
Gentile.
I know how to.
Gentile. Where's Gentile? Gentile.
That's a 27 on the medicine check as he's looking over this shoulder, trying to, like, push through, weak as he is.
It's like Star Trek VI.
You've seen.
McCoy is trying to treat Chancellor Gorkon.
I've actually seen that one. I've seen two Star Trek things. And that's one of them. What the hell's going on here? You've seen Zephyr handle this and didn't have any problem. You maybe even had a moment to observe this key. I don't know if you touched it, but you didn't see any substance on it. So, took it, rubbed it down your pants, and then put it back around her neck. I mean, there's something happening here that is, it must be a curse.
Okay.
Gentle.
There's nothing I can do. It is beyond medicine. This is a curse.
He looks up at all of you.
Oh, okay. Asta.
He looks at Zephyr.
Asta opens up her bag, and she takes out the three books that we found in the Spider Climb, or in the library. And they're magical diseases and elven medical texts. And she pulls some of them out, and she just starts like holding up the books to the elves to see if there's any information that could help.
And they're looking at you like, what? They take it. And then all of a sudden, the sea of elves sort of parts, and this very tall, kind of androgynous looking elf walks forward, got long hair, and they look. They say, what is this key?
It's the Shade Wither key.
Did you know of this curse?
No, I've been wearing it this whole time.
The elf, tall, 7.5 feet tall, like bends down to look at Aleli up close, and they extend a hand outward over Aleli's body, and you see it's like slowly withering. It's not rapid withering, but it's like, She already looks like she's like decomposing while alive. And he puts a hand over her and closes their eyes. And it's like, you can see they're going through something while they're like trying to read what's happening here. And then they like, they stand up and just look at the five of you. I have experienced this psychic signature only once before. My mother, Iscariel, revealed it to me so that I would recognize it again if such a time should come. It is the imprint of a Soyo, the Black Frost Whale. And we'll be back right after this break.
What?
This episode is sponsored by Fume, the industry-leading flavored air device that has been simply awesome in helping me, for one, kick my bad habit and actually morph it into a good one. Before Fume, it was really, really easy for me to fall into this trap. Tell me if this sounds familiar. I'd be good for a while, doing without, as they say, and then suddenly I'd find myself out with friends, away from home, having a few cocktails, and then folks want to step outside and indulge in their bad habit, and I'd fall right back into it. Well, Fume allows me to go through all of the same motions with my friends, not miss out on anything, but instead I'm using a flavored air device. It's not vapor, it's certainly not smoke, and it's freaking delicious. With flavors like crisp mint and orange vanilla, it's like having a treat with no downside. It's mind-blowing. And also, since there's no vapor, I can use it anywhere. If you're struggling with a bad habit, even if the source of it is just having like an oral fixation or just needing to have something to do with your hands when you're idle, the Fume-flavored air device can help with all of it. It's worked for me to turn my bad habits into good, and I'm sure it can work for you as well. Fume has served over 300,000 customers, and you can be the next success story. For a limited time, use our code GCN to get a free gift with your journey pack. Head to tryfume.com, that's TRYFUM.com, and use code GCN to get a free gift with your order today.
Genthiel says that they recognize this psychic imprint, this psychic signature coming off of the Shade Wither key, that they've experienced this only once before. Their mother, Iscariel, revealed it to them so that they would recognize it if a time came, when it came back, it is the imprint of a Soyo, the Black Frost whale. More importantly, who wants another Nooner?
Me.
I'm good. What is that? What does that mean?
I want to try grapefruit. Right? Do you like the grapefruit?
The grapefruit's good.
I'm going to try grapefruit.
If there's another lime.
I still have half.
I wouldn't mind if one came my way.
Perfect toss.
A little lime Matthew?
You wouldn't be angry about a little lime-a-rita, John?
A little lime-a-rita.
What do you like there, Kate?
I'll take a strawberry as a backup.
Okay.
Please.
As a backup. Love it.
So fun.
Black Frost whale?
As in whale, as in...
Oh, who's doing that?
Oh, my God.
That is so unacceptable.
It came through my computer, even though the volume was off. Sorry.
I don't have strawberry. There's a passion fruit.
Sydney, would you like to take your step out and take your call?
No.
Passion fruit?
Sure.
Mine's got a dent on the bottom of it.
Oh, it's definitely poisoned. Osoyo, the Black Frost whale.
As in the seaborne mammal?
Yeah, like a killer whale.
Whale. Spelled the same way. Oh. Here's some pictures for you. Here is a Lely.
Okay. Ooh, nice.
Oh.
Beautiful bronze skin.
Oh, what a big telescope.
That is so cool. She's got
she carrying the telescope on her back. Hmm?
She also looks very young.
Yeah. Well,
and she looks like passionate about her astronomy, right? Like,
yeah,
the combination
you can see
the passion. The combination of the huge telescope, but she's writing it down. She's thinking very hard.
And here's awesome. Genthiel. Genthiel.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
Into Genthiel.
Yeah, into Genthiel.
Immediately oh, yeah. into Genthiel. What's his deal?
Yeah, I mean, very, very, very.
Do we get the sense that he's a kind of a leader or a healer or?
I don't know. They were calling for them immediately. Like, and he's genderless. So they are genderless. Yeah. It appears that way. Like, he gives off a very male vibe, but. They're genderless, and when Aleli went down, they called for him. They're different than Aleli. That's all I can. That's the vibe you get. Whatever Aleli's specialty is, they've got their own thing going on.
Mm.
It feels healery, but this also seems to be like arcane stuff going on.
Hmm.
It's like not. He's not
jewel on his forehead.
Maybe not like an oracle or
I'm not looking at wounds so much as this psychic imprint, and so.
What else can you tell us about this whale?
My mother was a renowned healer and also part of a secret society, a fellowship tasked with remembering the campaign against Osoyo. Of this being, I know almost nothing except that it was a grave threat. A danger so terrible that even the mere legend of it was passed down to only a few worthy scholars. We need knowledge that none here possess. That knowledge has been kept secret for good reason. Knowledge of Osoyo that could be vital to curing Aleli's ailment before it's too late. We must find. And then all the other, like, scholarly-looking elves nod in agreement. And Genthiel says, the only option is to send someone to go find my mother, Iscariel. Find my mother and retrieve the information about Osoyo. That will be the way. Yes, that will be the way to curing Aleli. And your only way home, if Aleli is the only one here that possesses such knowledge, for it was Aleli that spoke with this being from your world.
Yes, she must be.
Where is your mother?
Must bring her back.
Genthiel looks at you, looks at the others, and they kind of give a weird look.
Where is she? Where is she?
Barnes!
I know where she is. There's just one problem. Iscariel's been dead for 100 years. And you all level up.
Oh!
Wow.
What?
All we needed was for a woman to die. That's all we needed.
Accidentally set a curse upon a friendly elf on another planet.
And kill
We just needed
woman.
To kill one more
elf. That was the last bit of XP we needed.
Just one more death. So I said we were going to do something that I don't think we've ever done is we're going to level up on air.
Oh, my God.
Oh, for God's sake.
All right, so this will be a 3-hour episode because I've got a lot to read.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. And, you know, you get the lemon law in effect here. You don't have to worry about, like, choosing your spells and whatnot. You can always talk through feats and see what you want to do. But I think it'd be fun to kind of play this out in real time here because this is something you guys have wanted for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, luckily, Demiplane allows you to level up pretty easily here. So you can, you know, add your relevant XP or however it works. And who feels like bebopping and scatting right out the gate?
Oh, geez.
Hard pass.
Well, just a nightmare.
I will say I do get a new second level spell.
Oh.
As I assume the other spellcasters will.
Yeah.
And for me, that spell with my conscious mind or subconscious mind is heat metal.
Oh.
That's my
spell. Oh, cool.
Oh, can you like heat metal that someone's holding? Like if they're holding a sword that goes all the way down, like a metal handle or something,
I
or like
think it's
sort of weapon
meant for armor. It's, you know, it's any targeted metal becomes red hot for a moment. This is usually harmless to an unattended metal item. So let's get a saving throw. If you target an item worn or carried by a creature, or you target a creature made primarily of metal, the heat deals 4d6 fire damage.
That's cool.
And 2d4 persistent fire damage to the creature, which must attempt a reflex saving throw.
That's a lot of damage. That's 4 to 24 plus the persistent.
That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah. Do you guys get feats at third level? Or
General feats.
General feats, okay.
Which is
general feat, report of a duty, sir!
Which is what I'm trying...
Yeah.
Who is the general reporting to and saying, sir?
The rank above him.
General feat. We're reporting to general feat.
Oh, got it. Oh, you're talking to general.
So here's where I'm at.
Okay.
Should I take a
cleric dedication?
Yeah, a dip.
We have a healer.
so mean to Joe. Should I take like the super basic general feats that I think it would make sense for any strength based fighter to take, even though I'm not a fighter, like fleet or toughness? You know, like fleet
would be amazing, I think, for you. For one clear reason.
Because of dimensional assault.
It would extend your conflux spell another
to
space.
20 feet, which is pretty dope. Because basically, fleet increases my feet by 5. So my movement speed, I should say, by 5. That would increase the distance I can do my dimensional assault.
It would go from 10 to 15, not to 20, right?
No, it would go 15 to...
10 to 15. Because right now you're 25,
no,
right?
No, I'm 30 now, so my conflux is 15. So
it wouldn't change your conflux then.
Because
you only get 5 more feet, 35. Half of 35 is still 15. Because it's round down.
Could be. Well, there's also toughness. And then on the other hand, I could take, you know, more, you know, like cantrip expansion or like, I don't know, like spell parry. I could take more like mages focused things than just like fighter things.
Or incredible initiative.
Or incredible initiative, awesome, which is another good one.
Casters and fighters, you want to get the jump, you want to get in a position.
It feels lame to take like such basic things, but it's so...
That's why it's called
so
a general
feat. I know, it's so fundamentally useful.
Yeah.
I was looking at toughness or incredible initiative, but then there's also like feather step. I can step carefully and quickly and in difficult terrain, or like breaking grapple easier.
There's no general feats that help you with your bow, right? Like expand the range of your volley or all that shit.
Not that I see quickly. Maybe there is.
Yeah, I know nothing about character building.
And so I just found a second level general feat called Unmistakable Lore. Basically, if you recall knowledge using any lore subcategory in your train, if you roll a critical failure, you get a failure instead. So the question is, can that be applied to the exploit vulnerability? Because I am using esoteric lore for that. Let me look at the language of exploit vulnerability. Because if that those things combine, the synergy would be that whenever I try to exploit vulnerability, I will never fail. There will always be something I can use, too, because a failure gets me something.
You guys all get a nice little hit point.
Oh, yeah. I went up 11 points.
Oh!
Or no. Yeah, and hit points. I went from 30 to 41.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went up 9.
For those of you who really love your character, you could always take Die Hard.
We also get a skill.
Oh, man. It matters in this campaign. It really does.
It really feels like it. How much difference would that have made?
Certainly would have saved your life on that one roll. Yeah.
It was the first feat I took for Barnes.
That's great.
Speaking of hit points, what do you guys think? I think I might do toughness. just increase my hit points. I go down.
That's the other thing I'm weighing as well. Deafness really, really makes a difference.
I go down so often. I have gone down in almost every single combat.
And right now, you're really the only one that's going to stand and bang. I guess we're seeing a little bit of that out of Barnes. And Zephyr has been kind of switch hitting a little bit. But I mean, that's your role in this party.
And that stacks forever, right? Like, each time you level up, you get your maximum... Right, you increase your maximum hit points by your level.
I know in 1E it stopped at like 10th level, but yeah, you...
Because if I do that...
This is great.
My sweet new hit points, 38.
Ooh.
Just sounds pretty good to my ears.
That sounds a lot better. That sounds like you probably don't go down in the first
round.
The first crit in the first round that hits you, yeah.
So I'll put this to you, Troy. So here's the language from Exploit Vulnerability. Select a creature you can see and attempt an esoteric lore check against a standard DC for its level.
Brigunder.
The language for unmistakable lore is when you recall knowledge using any lore subcategory in which you're trained. So do you think, would you, is an esoteric lore check different from a recall knowledge check? What else do you do with lore besides recall knowledge?
Yeah. Right? I was thinking of, like, should we just take another lore, but I don't want to take a random lore.
I'll tell you, there are some hazards that require lore checks to disable.
My esoteric lore already applies to haunts.
Yeah, so...
I mean, so that would be nice.
At quick listen after a nooner, that sounds
good. Yeah, but I could take toughness.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd say go back and forth and then... Eric, let's...
So I just saw... I'm sitting here looking at level 3 being like, oh, it's just a general feat and a skill increase. I only get one. I have a plus one intelligence. But then I saw I also get mystic strikes. So my unarmed attacks become magical, allowing them to get past resistances to non-magical attacks. I will still need an item such as hand wraps of mighty blows to gain an item bonus to attack rolls and all of that. But that's cool. And then I also get incredible movement.
Ooh, what is that?
I move like the wind. I get a plus 10-foot status bonus to my speed whenever I'm not wearing armor, which is all the time.
Oh, that's huge.
Bonus increases by 5 feet for every 4 levels you have beyond third.
Sweet.
Wow. Well,
that's cool. So that's going to scale. What is your current movement before that 10? Was it 25 or 30?
I think it was 25 because it's 35
now.
So
now you got 35. That's awesome.
And is that a feat or what was that?
It's just something that comes with leveling up as a monk.
Yeah, wow.
Level. Does anybody else have like stuff, freebies you're getting, free powers?
I get lightning reflexes at third level.
Oh!
So my reflex saves go up to expert.
Ah!
So now I'm an expert in all 3 saves. All
right. Oh. No need to brag.
Mm-hmm. Also, all of my damage dealing cantrips get heightened. So
yes.
I'm going to deal more damage with my like signature like ignition and frostbite and everything. Too.
Your heels go up now.
Oh, baby.
I'm noticeably quiet over there.
My AC went up by 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot to choose.
It's
not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I, whatchamacallit, my heels. This is the difference, okay? We keep going down. We keep dying, complaining about how hard it is, how hard some of the encounters are, whatever. And then some people writing back to us and they're like, it's just because you're still second level. It's really brutal. You know, and it's true. You got to get to third level because how about this? His regular healing font. So I don't have to prepare anything different. I don't take up more expensive slots. Just my regular healing font heals that I have every day to just cast heal just became, for the 2-action version, which is what I try to always use because it's the most healing, just went from 1d8 plus 8 to heal to 2d8 plus 16.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
An enormous leap.
That's a huge
from second
leap
to third.
Yeah, it seems like second to third generally is a way quantitatively like a much larger jump than it was in like 1E.
Yeah,
for sure. And it certainly feels that way, like the difference between...
It was always significant, especially like for spellcasters and stuff, just getting that first second level spell and everything. But now it's like, it's way more, I think.
Yeah.
More significant.
That's huge.
And so, yes, also his, you know, on the occasions that he uses it, his Divine Lance goes up in damage now, you know, as the cantrip automatically. So that's great.
And you get one new second level spell you're going to look at.
I don't know. I gotta pour through the whole spell list. But that, no, I have access to the whole spell list. It's just what I prepare every day. So I gotta look at like what's good to prepare at second level and you know, shop around and stuff. But I'll probably just end up until I see otherwise. Actually, to start, I will prepare non-heal spells because I've got this healing font. if we are still getting our ass handed to us every combat, I'm going to have to use them for heal too. So I have like 8 heals a day, 9 heals a day kind of thing. Well,
will you help me with spells and explain it to me real quick for this level up? So I gain my second level spells. I think I get 2 second level spells now, which is dope. But I have a spell book. So do I know?
You get 2 for free.
Ah, I see. Okay.
It's called 2 free advancement spells.
I get to choose what is right. I can't choose like uncommon or like the crazy spells that I wouldn't know, right?
You can ask the
GM.
Yeah,
it's up to him.
But like typically, no.
Okay.
Especially if the source is like the Blood Lord's Adventure Path.
Which I didn't know. I didn't realize. Yes.
Exactly. So, but if the source is like, oh, it's uncommon, the source is the Grand Bazaar or something like that. It's just a book that's like another source book. You just got to ask the GM and see if they're cool with it.
Harry's a pretty reasonable guy.
Yeah. Harry's like super down to earth.
He's a chill guy.
Yeah. Here's what you do. You ask for something.
Very player friendly.
Ask for 3 things. Something ridiculous. And then the 2 things you want.
Yeah, there you go.
I write an email. Can I have $1,000,000 and also these okay, 2 spells? Right.
I thought so. What about this instead? And it's just an uncommon feat.
All right. That's how you ask for a raise. So, yeah, exactly. Not a million? All right. How about 10%?
I am, as much as I want to say I think this would apply to exploit vulnerability, I'm looking at the lore skill, just like the basic lore text. And there are two things you can do with lore, which is recall knowledge and earn income. I think the exploit vulnerability is another action you can do with a lore skill that does not count as recall knowledge.
Makes sense.
Even though it does get you knowledge.
Makes sense.
If Professor Eric, tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, we'll find out from Colin. Professor Eric. Yeah.
So I'm going to choose something else.
Colin.
But if that does synergize, that would be amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I fail and exploit vulnerability, I still get a bonus.
Yeah.
And if I critically fail, bad things happen. So if I can just avoid those crits.
Yeah, and you're burning a feed for it. Well, we'll find out, sure, by next time.
I also, I took for my feet, I got the skilled feet, so I could take another skill.
Oh, nice.
Proficiency. And I took intimidation. And then I raised that up to, from my third level up to expert.
Ah.
So now thinking that this is the Kula Khan, that would be like kind of coming into this kind of ability. So I still don't have intimidating glare. So I still have to, you know, whatever. But still like getting that chance. It's like something else I can do with that third action.
Yeah, intimidating glare is actually something I've been looking at too.
Yeah. It's very nice to have.
It's very nice to have.
That's the demoralize without speaking, right?
Yeah, so you don't have that penalty.
That's what Lucky had. It's dope.
Yeah.
I'm going to take toughness as a placeholder until we get a for certain answer on unmistakable lore.
I can't go wrong. Toughness, improved initiative, fleet.
I took toughness. So what's your HP up to?
38.
Okay, so we're the same. Yeah. Okay, cool.
He's rocking a 41, though.
And then for my skill increase... 38. You're in 38 too?
I'm 41.
Wait, who's rocking this?
You're 41?
41?
Yeah. I'm a monk.
A monk.
What's your hit die?
My hit die? What does that mean?
What's your HP? What's it go up? Is it?
Went up by 11, she said.
Oh, yeah. It was 30 at level 2. And it's 41 now.
Hmm. Wow. What's your con?
My con is plus 1.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So it goes up 10. That's plus really your con bonus, probably.
So fighter is 10, monk is 10.
10 plus your con.
So what else? Brother Ramius gets... I mean, this is a big jump, considering where we are here in the jungle. He just, at third level, as a cloistered cleric, for whatever reason, I don't really know why, but at third level, your fortitude saves increase to expert. So his just doubled.
Cool.
Like his bonus just doubled. It was his weakest.
It's like just survive long enough and you get stronger.
Yeah. So his fortitude is much more reasonable. And then, okay. It's general feat time for Brother Ramius. I'll pitch it to you guys. So first he's got, you know, fleet. He's got incredible initiative. These ones are all good. What was the other one?
Toughness.
Like toughness or die hard.
There's like the top three.
God, that would be awesome.
Well, for you at this level, I would wonder, how does assurance work with your medicine?
I was looking at assurance also.
Assurance is a skill feat, I believe.
It's a skill feat?
I don't think it's a general feat.
Oh, you can't take a skill feat?
No, you either get one or the other or both at the same time.
You get skill feats at the alternate levels, I think. I think at every even level,
you get a
skill feat and a class feat, I think. But, all right, so there is that way, in initiative or movement speed. I don't really care about movement speed, so I'd probably go initiative, because what I want to get is I want to spend a class feat on reach spell. Hopefully, if he makes it to level 4, which will allow him to cast spells of touch at 30 feet and double the 30 feet spells to 60 feet, which will be huge for healing. He could be a lot further away and still heal you, which would be awesome. But so he could do initiative right now, or he could do ward medic as he continues to build toward medicine. Now, this
treating multiple people.
This is great because, like, all that he's been doing for you guys, it makes sense that he's getting better and better at treating several patients at once.
Dude, you have to take ward medic.
Yes. However,
that's on brand.
Yes, it's on brand. It's in character. But from a pure meta standpoint, all it does is it lets me treat two targets at the same time. So effectively, it's cool in character mechanically. Unless we are constantly find ourselves in situations where 10 minutes later we have another fight, it has no benefit.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah, I agree.
To me,
toughness will have a mechanical benefit to you.
Just keep me up longer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that makes sense.
It's tricky. So, do you take the one that's in character? I mean, people kind of swear by ward medic, but I think it's game by game. If your GM plays in such a way where they're like, you're on the clock, you can't treat wounds, you can't, blah, blah, then maybe.
You're pulling a heist.
Right.
You've been treating wounds, I think, left and right.
Yes, and each time, like, it doesn't matter that I can only do one at a time. It feels like it's been like, oh, that took 40 minutes. We're like, okay, and we kind of move up. Yeah. The big one...
If you say, you only have 10 minutes, what do you do? You could treat two people instead of one.
Yeah. Right, and that's all that feat does. Whereas, like, continual recovery was the real big one, because that let me do it in 10 minutes, or that it makes you immune for 10 minutes as opposed to an hour.
Right. Yeah, you really haven't been pressured for time yet in this...
Not in that way.
Yeah. Not in, like...
Yeah, so I wonder if initiative or toughness is better. Matthew, you say go toughness. What do you say?
For you?
Yeah. What would you do? Ward medic, toughness, or initiative?
Not initiative.
Not initiative.
It's not because super important that you
always
go first.
You don't buff.
You're right.
Yeah, you don't buff a lot. You heal a lot.
I like Bless. Bless is good.
Sir Buffalo.
I know that toughness is useful, but like character. If we all take toughness, it's like, that's boring.
It is boring.
Do something interesting.
Don't be smart. Have fun. Do the medic ward.
Being smart is fun to me.
Oh.
That's how I have fun.
Oh. You're leaving Sid hanging there.
Sorry.
I need a Nuna refresh?
Troy, right, now I understand why Troy did this.
Yeah, now so I understand why he did Nooners.
He can drink eye nudes while we talk.
Make bad decisions on characters.
All right, well, let's talk Barnes' skill increase.
Yes, I wanted to talk that as well.
I think... My instinct is to go athletics. Gives me a lot more flexibility in combat. I can do some grapples. I can do some trips. Yeah. I've got a kukri, which is a trip weapon. It feels like that would be the most useful. And I'm already at +9 and +9 on diplomacy and intimidation.
Question: You cannot become an expert in esoteric lore, right? That's sort of like a.
I already am an expert in esoteric lore.
Okay.
You cannot use a skill increase to increase esoteric lore. It scales with the class build.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that would be a little bit OP.
It's weird that it's +8 then, because I'm an expert in medicine and I'm +10.
I'm now +11.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, at second level, you were +8, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm +11 in medicine. So it's weird. It's like, I think it just became an expert. That's what happened. Automatically.
Because he gets one for the level and then two for the increase.
It became expert automatically at third level.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. Athletics sounds good to me.
I mean, the other thing I could do... I'm trained in thievery, and if we have to, if we can't,
I have thievery too.
Oh, you have it. Okay, good.
Yeah,
I was trying to remember back before
who
started.
Who has the higher dex bonus?
My total is +7
on thievery. I'm +6, so you have them.
Okay,
there you go.
Yeah. Back before we even started playing, we made a spreadsheet. We had a meeting, an interminable meeting, where we decided.
I love that meeting.
Yeah, I know you did. We farmed out different skills to different characters, but now we've lost two characters, and I'm trying to keep everything in balance.
Yeah. Well, I still feel responsible for what I was before, because I don't think anybody has brought anything to the table in the wisdom category. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking at, what would you rather have me have, nature or survival to become an expert in?
Nature.
Yeah.
Nature. I mean, if we're continue, if we have to continue dealing with the Fae,
Yeah.
That's going to be even more important.
I just took trained in nature. Because also, I made the mistake when I had built Asta that I thought that she had more skills than she did. So originally it made sense. I was like, she knows nature. She's a kitsune. She didn't. So now I want her to be trained. But should I focus in on something else if you're going to become like the nature guy?
No, because some redundancy is good too.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but you're missing an opportunity to become an expert in something. Like you're giving that up to become trained in nature.
I see what you're saying.
If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But
unless,
what are you trained in right now?
Currently, I'm trained in acrobatics, arcana, athletics, intimidation, nature if I choose it, thievery, and games lore.
All right, forget games lore. So
I can't. It made me take it.
So you're an expert in games lore.
I have gladiatorial lore.
Yeah,
I do too.
I have genealogy lore.
That's awesome.
I have stabling lore.
That's right. That's the only one that's been useful.
Yep.
The
only one we've
been forcing it.
Oh, that cow.
Yeah. How do you stable
six udder cows?
How does that cow? How do you put a? What I say the word? Put the bit in
where
its mouth.
The bit?
Where does the bit go?
The bit go?
To go back a minute. The only reason I'd make a case for survival is that if we were about to go out into the wilds of Castroville trying to raise someone from the dead.
Let me take survival. I won't take nature then this time.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about your things that you can become an expert at that we can't.
Okay.
Arcana.
And acrobatics. And athletics.
I'm doing athletics.
Arcana is a big knowledge category that we don't have anybody responsible for.
I can roll any knowledge check, but at a penalty.
It's true. I'm the smartest one in the party.
Wow.
You are, by far.
Yeah. Well, you're arcana focused. Obviously, your character wants to find and identify magical items.
This
for
is
their
true.
Value.
This is true.
And what's the other one you said?
Acrobatics. I could do athletics. I could do intimidation.
Intimidation, you said as well. Mm-hmm. So what's your charisma?
My charisma is a zero.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I've got intimidation, and I'll scale that up.
But I'm trained in it. I have a +5 in intimidation.
Yeah, but at this level, like, you want to have +11 is where it should be if you want it to be powerful. So you basically should just feed into arcana.
My arcana's not even that good. I'm an expert. If I do an expert, it's a +8.
Because you're in intelligence.
I'm not
smart. You also don't have intelligence.
Yeah, I'm not smart. Yeah.
So athletics.
So mechanically, it was athletics or acrobatics.
Yeah. But is that even worth it? Like, it's all my acrobatics.
It's worth it for you.
Is it?
It could be.
I guess.
Athletics is a really useful skill if you start using the...
I already have a +9 in athletics.
Yeah.
I don't really need to increase
it. It would be a +11. I mean, the difference between a critical success and a success is huge when it comes to combat maneuvers and stuff like that. Like,
what's your arcana? What are you rocking with?
Zero.
Oh.
I'm not trained in it.
Oh.
I'm +5, but I can roll esoteric lore.
Okay, so then maybe I won't take arcana, because you can do your lore stuff.
I could die.
Maybe I will take arcana.
That's the thing. Like
anybody can die.
I think we should consider balancing, but not get too hung up on it, and also just like do the thing you want to do and have fun to an extent. Because can die.
Yeah, I didn't even think.
I also have. I have arcana. I'm trained in arcana as well. So.
I might take it. And I might become an expert just because I really liked what you said for like character wise. Yeah. I think it makes sense. She looks for these things, these like sparkly goodies.
Yeah. And it would be valuable to all. You would have this thing that nobody else has, which I think is fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to knock
out. But you're not an expert. She'd become an expert.
I'm an expert. I'm the smartest in the party.
Well, I'm an expert.
And just like that, I'm an expert. The thing I am having big trouble with, and I might need to lemon law some spells, and I've said it before.
Yep, do it.
They changed the Magus a lot in the remaster, and they lost some like crucial spells that were really good for the OG Magus, like Shocking Grasp. Like, it doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. So I need to go through the spells. It's going to take me a little longer and figure out what I want to focus in for my second level.
Yeah.
Spells.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't lock them in now.
There's a lot.
Although I think I will probably stick with this. I did take Blur for my other second level spell.
Ooh. Nice.
So I can use that either on you.
Oh, right. You can use it on other people.
Or Barnes or Lee. I can use them because I'm going to be getting into melee. I get into melee too.
Does that make you roll a DC 11 flat check or DC 5?
DC 5.
That's great.
Yeah.
I feel like
every little bit matters.
We don't have a lot of debuff. We have some buff with Brother Ramius, but we don't have a lot of debuff. We don't have a lot of buff either. So it's
got to have the debuff.
Well, you know, I'm hoping we'll see. I gotta examine the second level cleric spell list, see if there's any. Typically, they're more buff oriented, but you know, I don't know if he might be able to start doing some stuff to the enemies. That would be great.
Yeah, go buffs.
But you hate that kind of thing because it's almost always a saber sucks spell.
Not in 2E.
In 2E, like even a success.
Success, usually you always get one round of something at least.
That's true. There's some effect.
Yeah. But believe me, it will not be prepared if it's a save or suck spell, but there's a lot more options in 2E.
I just told you my mother died 100 years ago and you've been talking for 30 minutes.
It is like very excitedly strange. Talking for like 45
minutes. What is the level up?
Something about what you said made us feel in more powerful. More able to confront the challenge of your dead mother.
I feel stronger.
Oh, Buggles.
Buggles?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That was referencing Planescape
Torment.
Is your bullhorn still active?
It is.
Okay. I feel stronger!
Yes, I feel stronger!
I'm sure you have many questions. I don't know where to begin. Our location here isn't a coincidence, nor solely related to watching the stars. Previous civilizations have come and gone in these mountains, and deep beneath Los Kialua's stony streets lies an ancient sacred site, a place where great scholars of the past were laid to rest. In this subterranean grove, the memories of the best and brightest are preserved and watched over by these extraplanar guardians known as Kallborn. They use their unique powers to keep the interred knowledge from fading from those who have passed. We Oatia call this place the Memory Cache. We chose to build our city here because of its proximity to the Memory Cache. But the route down to the grove is dangerous. Dangerous enough that we consult the cache only in times of great need. Still, we've continued the tradition of entrusting our most important sages to the Kallborn's care. The most recent such sage to be given over to the Kallborn was my mother, just over a century ago. Though we prize our constant search for wisdom, the sages and astronomers of Los Kialua aren't suited to adventuring in order to help Alele and to thereby find you a way home, possibly. We would need your help in going to speak to my mother in the Memory Cache. It's been 100 years since anyone's journeyed there. We know very little of the route, but we do know where the grotto's entrance is. That, at least, is straightforward enough. But what's beyond its cavernous entryway, I know not what you will find there. If you can go and find the gardeners who tend the place, they will help you find Iscariel and retrieve the knowledge that we need to combat whatever Osoyo is and what their influence is here with this key that has cursed Alele.
What is your mother's name? Is Iscario again?
Iscariel, yes. She was one of our great wise people.
Once we are in the memory cache within the grotto, we should be able to speak to her with no... I am no elf. Would I be able to speak to her?
Your friend. Her presence may help. The Kallborn are meant to protect. The gardeners will suss out your intentions. I would assume you may need to speak with them and plead your case. But there are other denizens, other creatures below. We've only heard stories, so I know not what you will encounter under there, but...
What are some of the stories you've heard? Are they beasts? Or are they intelligent folk, enemies of your civilization?
A rare mix of both. I overheard Alele mention to you that we have achieved some sort of harmony with the creatures here, even the most dangerous ones. But the subterranean dwellers, it's different. They have their own society. They dwell below the ground for reasons we know not.
Genthiel? Would you be able to give us some sort of...
What did you call me?
Your name?
Genthiel?
That's what I wrote down.
My name is not Genthiel. Asta. That is a slur among my people.
Genthiel.
Please,
I wish to learn more of you.
Kill them!
I should have wrote a J.
Go to Genthiel!
No.
Should have wrote a J.
Kill the outsiders!
I wrote a G. I thought it was a harder G. Genthiel? Is that your name?
Yes.
Your language is difficult for me to pronounce.
Genthiel.
What the fuck did I say?
I don't even want to say it.
I can't repeat
please.
It.
I can't repeat it.
Please don't be combative.
You hear a couple women running away crying.
My hand is on my katana, and I slowly take it off. Genthiel.
Yes.
Would you be able to...
Fuck did you call? What
did you call? Say?
It's very serene. What the healer talking about his father.
Fuck you call me?
Classic punishment for taking notes.
Walter's blast.
Would you be able to send us along with a Barkrit for the guardians so that they understand we have your permission?
Barkrit.
What's a Barkrit?
What is that?
It's a term for a pass, a permission to pass through into the grotto.
Your signature, your name.
A hall pass.
We could provide...
A bathroom pass.
Bathroom pass. We could provide something. A writ. I do not know.
What's Barkrit.
What's the toilet situation down there?
What do your toilets look
just
like?
Just kind of go over the cliff.
Oh.
Yes. Hopefully no one's standing below.
You have no system.
No, we poop over.
Just poop.
What do you do in your world?
What do you poop on?
Just poop
into
in
the
hole.
Air. Into the air.
Just into the... Do you know what's down there?
Everyone leans towards the cliff and just lets it fly. What do you do in your world?
Dig a hole.
You're looking at me like I'm an animal. You telling me, in your world, you don't just sidle up to a cliff, pull down your pants, and just see what happens?
Do you ever go to the bottom of the cliff?
No.
Boots fins. Everything must be dead now.
That would be a Ganthiel to do that.
The soil
is quite fertile.
Now I understand why there might be horrors in your memory cache, which seems like a very important place for your people.
The entrance to the grotto is not far from where we poop.
But is it like these subterranean... is he talking about like drow? Or like Morlocks or something? Or is this
if it was Galarian,
exactly.
You'd be like, oh shit, this is the Darklands.
What he's talking about.
No, this is just like an underground grotto kind of
so just
like,
the whatever monster.
You know what it is? It's like on Dagobah. Like, don't go in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the kind of vibe that.
Cave. You know, remember your failure at the cave?
Yeah. Remember your failure at the cave.
It's like a place that they just, their greatest minds have been somehow preserved by these Qalborn.
Cool idea. You'd think they would protect it from, scary creatures that would crawl
out. Well, the Qalborn.
You'd also think they have toilets. So there's a lot of missing elements.
Maybe I'm just trying to force my own way of thinking onto elven culture, and I shouldn't.
Yeah, that's your bias showing.
Do not judge us.
Everyone had some sort of solution for pooping, but
see that there you go.
We are a free people.
I have a question.
I would. I embrace this wholeheartedly. May I poop with you?
Yes,
I would be honored.
What's
happening?
We walk together to the cliff.
I believe what is happening is Barnes is pooping over the cliff.
Right? Why is that happening?
As a cultural sign,
you just see them in the distance.
All of you.
What's
happening like
the
in the back?
I know we've only just met, but I thought better of all of it. And then he goes to poop over the cliff. Yeah,
yeah. Be sure to keep eye contact.
Let her rip.
If we're done talking about the poop cliff, I do have a question. Is there anywhere?
Oh,
I guess we're not.
Oh, it's been weeks.
Weeks.
I had some of Hubert's snail jerky, that thing. Not slow on the way out. Son of a bitch.
Sorry, Kate, you had something to say?
No, is there more?
We talk to anyone else. Just want to hear.
It's like a waterfall.
Do you have anything else you want to get out?
I'm going to kill you.
Cry. Oh, boy.
Are you sure there's nothing left?
Are you done?
How can I top that?
Is there anywhere for us to maybe sell some stuff?
Yeah, you guys have
shopping?
Major diarrhea, and Zephyr and Aster go shopping.
You want to buy something?
Well, we just have
us?
A lot of stuff that maybe we can get rid of, and I would love to upgrade some of
Well, I'm sure your currency carries over to ours.
Or a trading system, a bartering system.
We actually don't have much currency right now.
You want to trade some of your goods and services for ours?
Yes, we're sort of money poor, but object rich.
I have gold.
And he has his little, like, his pouch. This is part of his, like, because he had some cash left over from character creation. I really didn't buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of, like, his backstory. Is like, when he was being ushered out, like, hurried out of the mansion after killing the mistress of the house, like, he was given this sort of, like, nest egg. This is, like, grabbed. It's like, here, like, shoved this, like, bag of coin, like, into his hands, like, as he was being ushered into the gate. So he still has this, like, he has 15 gold.
We will trade with you with fair prices. You are doing a service to us as much as you are helping yourselves. The future of Aleli, fate lies in your hands.
Speaking of Aleli, I'm sorry, and he's looking at, like, her withering body. He's just, you are confident that you will be able to preserve or slow this decay long enough for us to do this? How long until she will expire?
I am confident in nothing, but I believe my mother knows things that can help us.
Well, how much time do we have?
He looks over to Lely. She looks like she's aged 5 years since she hit the floor. It's hard to tell how fast it's advancing. Will it come and stops and starts, or will it just continue until there's nothing left? Do you know anything of this curse?
I believe we do. What did you call it? The black frost whale.
A soyo.
Perhaps we have a different name for it.
I recognize this. Barnes, even though I wasn't with you, didn't we call this the obnubulate curse?
But I thought that wasn't real.
The obnubulate curse. It is a legend in Galarian that elves particularly could succumb to. However, we found recently that Zephyr herself was elf-blooded, had no effect when holding the key.
We thought it was a hoax.
We thought that it was used to instill fear into the population, to keep people in line. But perhaps it is not.
Yet you did not bring this up to Lele when you handed it to her.
Well, she asked to hold the key. We were merely being polite. We didn't offer her the key.
I didn't know that the key had anything to do with
the curse. We were told on our world was...
It has to do with the gates.
To do with the gates, the proximity to the gates.
You told me of this creature you encountered in the Shadowlands. Kanipo, was it?
Yes, this Kanipo, a tall, slim figure who haunted the dreams of many, who was imprisoned by the elves. Does this name ring a bell? Kanipo.
The slim?
No, you were saying...
They had a particular predilection with elves.
They created this curse to get back at my ancestors.
Yes, Kanipo hated the elves.
This is a powerful being. If this curse lingers still in this key, we must keep it away from my people. Why it is not affecting you does not make sense. Perhaps Iscariel can shed some light on that as well. Or perhaps... whatever you've experienced has changed you, marked you in a way that has kept you safe. Either way, we will not take any chances with the key. You may keep it, but please keep it away from my people.
We will. And you... I'm sorry, I'm very weak and perhaps did not hear you correctly. Are you unable to come with us?
Not unable. Not even unwilling. I just don't know I will be of much help to you.
Of course you would. We don't know the creatures of this place. We don't know the cultures of this land.
We don't know
the way. It is your mother we seek.
Yes, but there are dangers down there that I will be useless in helping you with. Diplomacy, yes, perhaps I could help in that way, but I am useless as an adventurer. We are students, if nothing else.
Perhaps it is best if you look after her. Try to prevent the advancement of this sickness.
Yes.
Hello.
Shit.
So
what is it, Hubert? Hubert, just talk to me.
Yes, no, I just felt like I was a...
They can't understand.
Like a little bit like a seventh wheel, as it were. I'm thinking that perhaps I'll stay
behind. The scrotto sounds a bit dangerous, eh? Maybe I'll just get to know everyone here. Keep them safe. Right, a bit of an adventurer myself. Perhaps I can be your guardian while my friends, my best friends in the whole world, next to Susan, go and talk to your dead mum.
Hubert, no.
Hubert, no. No, we need you.
Come
no.
with us.
You're so essential.
Well, I mean, really, I think I'll be helpful. I'm torn. I'm a bit torn here.
I miss you,
He's
Hubert.
Making it sound very dangerous and almost got thrown off a gondola.
It is incredibly dangerous.
Oh, that's true. Perhaps it's too dangerous.
Guess I'll leave it up to you. If you want me to stay, I'll stay here and guard the people.
Please, please come with us. And then this change comes over him.
It's like, if you come with us, you will die because I will kill you.
He holds his scarred hand.
Well, maybe it is best if you stay. However, if you could, please talk as little as possible to any elves here. Please, I beg you.
Right. See?
Really you are promise. On very tenuous diplomatic territory here.
Right. That guy. Good conversationalist, as it were.
Luckily, not many of them can understand what he's
saying. Decided to poop off that cliff, I'll tell you what.
Oh, was it? It was thrilling, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I might only do that from now on.
Yeah, it's very nice. I'm looking forward to it. It's quite a sight when I do it.
Did you wipe?
Oh, yeah.
With what?
You're an adventure and you don't carry your own toilet tissue with you?
Urine adventure.
Urine adventure.
You had a urine adventure, too. I just saw you poop.
It was a urine adventure.
Okay, Hubert, why don't you watch over Aleli while we're gone? How about that?
Hubert walks up to you and, like, pulls your face down.
Okay.
Puts his hand on your cheek.
Oh. You're so brave. Just letting me go like that. Don't go dying.
She turns to the group. Is Hubert flirting?
I think he is in love with you. Yes.
I think that's the impression I got.
Got an erection.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's just get out of here.
All right, let's go.
Asa doesn't
perfectly nice
look
moment.
Back. Like the Bible, she doesn't look back.
Yeah. That's all my fault. Like, for 1 second, I thought Troy was doing something kind of nice and interesting, but that was ridiculous.
No. Wasn't expecting
He was just setting up another erection joke.
Asa walks off without looking back. Just into nowhere, into the distance.
Hooray.
I'll see you guys at the grotto.
I'm going to rest before we go to this grotto.
We have no time.
Oh, good idea. I
barely
can buy
walk.
Barns.
He doesn't know how long this will last. I know that it is urgent, but
for every moment you rest, she ages another year.
I know. But I feel as if the whole mission could fail if we're not properly prepared.
Also, if I could get some hand wraps, that would be awesome.
Let's go shopping.
You don't happen to have a +1 property rune, do you?
We look expectantly.
Potency rune? You mean?
Potency rune.
Not human.
Not
human.
I'm not talking to you.
It's pretty potent if you ask me.
I got a potency rune to Troy right now. Is Troy in there?
There.
Potency rune. Yes, you would like to trade for such a thing to enhance your weaponry.
Yes.
We have such things, yes. I will need all your gold and all of your armor, and we will give you 1 potency.
Oh, no.
How do you trade in your world?
We'll handle this off air.
Asta takes out the rocks that you stole.
Oh, those are bar rocks.
No.
Where did you find those? Where did you find those rocks?
Asta.
Yes.
What are you doing?
And then she also takes out the gold teeth from her...
What is going on with
what are you doing?
First you call me and then you steal our rocks. Are those gold teeth? Fuck is wrong with you?
With the rocks back in my pocket.
Sorry. Wait, perhaps if I offered you some of your stolen goods.
You tried to sell them their rocks back to them.
I love how he was
you
like,
know what? I just talked to our guy. We don't have any potency.
Hold on.
Ran out.
We'll handle the shopping off air.
Another adventuring group that came through and took them.
We'll handle the shopping off air.
Right.
Is there a place I could lay down?
Yes, that bed of nails is our most comfortable.
All right.
Let's just go. No, okay. Sleep on the road.
Get out of town.
The entrance to the grotto is not far. You are welcome to rest here, but looks down at Aleli's body. Time is of the essence.
Yes. So mechanically, are you saying that we can just like now prepare second level spells without resting or preparations? Daily preparations?
I would make a... Yeah, I think I could make an exception for that. You know, if you take the time necessary to pray. Well, you need to rest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down heels.
Yeah, like you're down.
I could go in, but I'm also drained. I would lose the drained condition.
Like literally, how far is it? Like how far of a long of a journey is
it? If you were to take 8 hours, and you don't need to keep watch, if you just fully trust these people,
yeah,
then, you know, you get the sense that she'll have aged considerably. Like the withering will have happened, but you don't think she'll die. I mean, the thing is, like, you don't know what you're walking into. So, like,
right.
You want to at least be full when you go in there and yeah. then be like, we can't rest again.
Yeah, that's because what I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, especially with you drained, I mean,
yeah.
I feel like it's kind of imperative. And if we are, like, leveling up, too.
Like, yeah, like, I could let you replace some spells up, but you're down spell slots, you're down hit points, you're drained. It'd be better to rest, but just know that you're basically...
How far is the grotto? How long will it take to walk there?
25 minutes.
Oh, okay. So it's right in town.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, it's not far.
Yeah, the entrance isn't far. They just don't go down there.
Here's right. the thing. We either need to rest for 8 hours so I can get spells back, or Asta doesn't need to rest. Like, it's not hit points. It's really just spells.
Yeah. Yeah. 8 hours or nothing.
This is a real tough one, because I want you to rest mechanically, but yeah. I think in character, like, we just cursed this woman who was going to help us.
We did. Yeah, she's also, though, she's an elf, so... Aging 5 years in whatever amount of time isn't
not
the same
as
if it was a human being.
We also really need our healer to have
heal
spells.
Yeah, I've got some heals, but I have used some today. It would be nice going in there full. Yeah.
I know we all got a boost to like our HP, but I don't know, maybe the monsters will be harder and scale correctly too.
It's like Skyrim.
I mean, if we're deciding we can't mechanically move on, I understand that from a role-playing perspective.
Yeah, I think that Brother Amius has every desire to go as quickly as possible. The importance of this woman. If she dies, we never get home.
Yeah.
Can't understate the importance of that. He is so physically drained
right.
that it's not just about being tired. He feels like he can't go on
without resting. Yeah, it's like you're physically unable to complete this task unless you rest.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where his head's at. So I appreciate the in-character thing, yes. But I think that there is also a character reason to rest, too.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe we'll rest and we'll do shop. We'll take care of shopping off air and then...
Yeah. While he's resting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't need your potency bullshit. You have +1 potency room for my robe.
Everybody goes to sleep. Right? You rest?
Yes.
You wake up. Gentile's standing there. Did you have a nice nap?
First of all, I don't appreciate your tone, and yes, I did.
Oh, good.
I feel great.
Kind of like the side of
you. Aleli is a pile of dust. While you were sleeping.
Poop.
She perished.
What?
She passed.
Kidding, but see?
See what could have happened?
That is not the kind of thing to joke about.
You want some warm milk so you can take another nap?
I like the side of you.
Your friend has been doing unspeakable things over the side of that cliff.
I'm telling you. He's your friend now.
Please listen to
me. He's not our friend anymore.
He is. I'm not sure what experience you have on this planet, what relationships you have with the creatures here, what sort of agreements you have with them. I assure you, he is the worst creature you will have ever encountered in your life. Please do not hold what he does or says against us. I assure you.
It was an act of kindness that we take him with us.
Yes. We literally found him in a realm of nightmares.
When you leave, if you leave, you take him with you.
Yes.
No.
We will.
Oh,
back
okay.
Back to Glary.
Oh, yes.
I hope you find a cure for Aleli.
just so you can get this fucking guy out of here.
I'm so sorry about him.
Can you imagine bringing like the worst person you know into a brand new town that needs you desperately and be like, great.
To a new planet.
You hang with him. We're going
to
go.
Aliens.
You're like, just so you know, we're not all like this. I know he's not a good representative. Sorry.
All right. We will escort you to the grotto's entrance when you are ready.
We're ready.
Some time to shower.
We're ready. Ready.
All right, let's fucking go.
Let's rock.
You walk outside, and everyone is just kind of like amazed. It's one thing to like connect with this oracle at Skywatch, you know, a quick little transmission that Aleli probably was like, it happened. Believe me, it happened. I did this. And the people are like, yeah, whatever, Aleli. It's another thing to have.
I'll show up.
Extraterrestrials just roll into town.
Yeah, she speaks their language. And
yeah,
she's
yeah,
like,
this has got to be just crazy. Where is the professor, by the way? Like, where were we studying or before?
Ustalav.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So these people have like maybe never seen a human?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they just mentioned Lashuntas and
yeah,
Formians, Formicans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Much less a goblin or a.
Kitsune.
Formica.
Formicans.
You know, when you guys were, you know, kicking around that this was Castrovel, we talked about how, like, maybe some, like, super high-level wizards have, like, visited. But, like, if they would have visited Severian, you know, that's more of a cosmopolitan area compared to this.
Yeah.
And so...
We're like an Apollo mission.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. And then you walk into town and curse their sage.
Whoops.
Oops.
Whoops.
Oops.
All right. Let's go. You walk and you just see Hubert on the edge of the cliff doing terrible things.
Brother I'm making babies on the beach.
He looks back, sees him, just takes one look, just and then slowly keeps walking. So you see like pain in his face.
The Ramius, it's a tribute to your patience and your dedication to your faith. You've been able to tolerate this fucking guy so long.
So all lives are important. All lives are important. Worth saving.
Pulls out a cigarette.
Whee!
Just go, just go.
Just like,
go.
Like, he like cringes at the sound of his voice.
And Hubert's voice and cries and sounds of wee echo in your mind as you are led to the edge of town. Just beyond the edge of town, a group of maybe 12, 13 of these elves headed up by Genthiel walk you past these huge trees with gnarled branches that eventually come down to loom over a wide circular stone well. And Genthiel walks up to the edge of the well and looks in and ushers you forward, and you look inside this well, and there are ancient stone steps that spiral down into the ground. You know, those of you with dark vision can see that, like, looks like it goes about 30 feet or so, and then just leads to a natural stone passageway at the bottom of the well that continues to descend lower and lower, like an incline, and twists out of sight.
Tell my mother I said hello.
We will.
And we'll see you next week.
Creepy staircase. Here we go.
The lovely staircase of death.
I'll never die.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's join the NAISH.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.